Woo-hoo! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to talk about the letters O-U. O and U, when they're together, make a new sound. So before we start, I've got to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's begin. Find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. You write your name, and I'll write my name, and that way we won't get mixed up. And then go ahead and put your pencil down because we are going to color first. All right, so I said we're going to work on the letters O and U when they're together. When O and U get together, they make a new sound, and the sound is ow. Ow. Almost like you got hurt. Ow. O-U says ow. So I want you to look at your picture, and I want you to find this one. Ready? K-l-ow-d. 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 Yes, cloud. Do you see the clouds? There are how many? One, two, three. Three of them. Let's color the clouds a nice blue color. I'm going to use my turquoise blue, you know, my blue-green crayon, but you can use any kind of blue you want. So let's color the clouds blue. So cloud, when you hear it and you're sounding it out, k-l-ow, the ow sound in cloud is O-U. It's the letters O-U. They're making the sound of ow. O-U can say ow, and it does in the word cloud. I'm going to say that a lot today. O-U says ow, and then I'll ask you, what does O-U say? Yes, it says ow. Thank you. O-U says ow. And I'm not hurt, and I didn't hurt myself, and you don't have to worry about me because it has nothing to do with me being in pain. I promise. It's just saying ow, but not ow. More like ow. Yes, it's true. Take three more seconds. Well, all right. Take 5 more seconds to color your clouds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right. Look for this one. House. 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 You got it. Look at that house. It's a big house. Let's color the house brown. You can even color the door and the chimney, but leave the windows alone. Leave the windows alone. So we're gonna color the house brown. So when I sound out house, house, which two letters are making the ow sound in house? Yes, O-U. O-U says ow in house, and O-U says ow in cloud. We are already getting this. You're a quick learner, I say. So the cloud, the clouds, the three clouds are above the house. It's true. It's above the house with the windows and the roof and the chimney. Because O-U says ow in house, and O-U says ow in cloud. So we are coloring the house, but we are not coloring the windows. But we can also color the door and the chimney. That works for me. Go ahead and color the door and the chimney as well. So O-U says ow in cloud, and O-U says ow in house. What if I change the h in house, change the h in house to mmm? What would I have? Yes, mouse. If I change the h in house to mmm, I would have mouse. You've got it. All right, Take 5 more seconds for that house. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, try this word. Ready? Round. 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 Do you see the round window on the house? There's some square and rectangular ones. And then do you see the one above the door? It's roundish. Do you see that? It's kind of round on the top. Yeah. Let's color that inside yellow to make it look like the light is on inside. Color the round window yellow. Round, round. What two letters are saying ow in round? O-U. Yes. Go ahead and put your crayon down. We're just doing the light in the round window. All right, try this one. If you have round and you put a g in front of it at the beginning of the word round, add a g to the beginning, g, round. What do you have? Ground. Do you see the ground? What is on the ground here of the house? Grass. Let's color the grass. What do you think? Yes, green. Let's color the grass green. It's the ground. There is grass on the ground. Ground. Which two letters in ground are making the ow sound? Yes, you've got it. O-U says ow. The house is on the ground and the clouds or above the house. And cloud has OU and house has OU. And now ground has OU. And if you take g off of ground, then you're left with round. And that has OU also. Take 3 more seconds for your ground, for your ground. Take 3 more seconds. 3, 2. 1. All right, boys and girls, I want you to look for this. Ready? B-l-ouse. 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 Blouse. Boys and girls, the mom in the picture, she's wearing a blouse. It's a fancy way to say shirt. She's wearing a blouse. I've taught you a fancy way to say shirt. Blouse. All right, I would like you to color her blouse pink. Can you find your pink crayon and color her blouse pink? All right. Blouse. Which two letters are making the ow sound in blouse? Blouse. O-U. O-U in blouse make the ow sound. And blouse and house, they rhyme. She got her blouse in her house, probably in her closet, hanging on a hanger. Take 2 more seconds for her blouse. Blouse. Let's go ahead and put some blue jeans on her. Go ahead. Find your blue crayon and put some blue jeans on her. So she is wearing her blouse. Usually a blouse has a collar, like she has a collar on her shirt. And sometimes there's buttons. It's true. But a t-shirt is never a blouse. So don't put on your t-shirt and say you're wearing a blouse, because that's just weird. It's okay if you want to be weird, because I'm weird. But I would always call a t-shirt and not a blouse. I'm just saying. That's what I would do. Yeah. I mean, everyone can do whatever they want, right? It's free country. But I would not call a t-shirt a blouse. Just saying. I'm just saying. All right, 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Okay. Now, the mom is very proud. 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 Do you know why she's very proud? Because her son found something. Found something. What did he find? Do you see it in the grass? Yes, he found the basketball. Let's color the basketball orange. Find an orange crayon. Color the basketball orange. He found that. Found. Found. Found has our O-U-Ow sound. It rhymes with round and ground. He found it. That made his mom super proud. Made his mom super proud. Take two more seconds. Two. One. All right, now let's color the boy's hair brown because mom is proud of him. So we got to color her son's hair. Color his hair brown. She's proud of him. Proud, oud. Which two letters make the ow sound in proud? Yes, O-U. O-U is in proud. Okay, one more second. One. Zero. All right, let's color the little boy's shirt. Let's do let's make his shirt green. Let's do a green shirt. So she is proud of him. Proud. And we have found. He found a basketball, so she is proud of him. He lost it, and he probably wanted her to buy him a new one. And she said, no, you need to go find it. I can't just buy you something every time you lose something, so you better go find it. And then he found it. Hallelujah. All right, two more seconds. Two. One, let's put some blue jeans on this kid, too. Because, you know, we're proud of him. We are very, very proud of him. He found something. Yeehaw. He found something. All right. Two more seconds. Two, one. All right. Let's get our pencils and move on to number one. Let's move on to number one. Here we go. I am going to name the picture. If you hear our O-U-Ow sound, I want you to circle the picture. Number one is mouse. The first picture is mouse. Mouse. Yes, circle mouse. We said that rhymed with house, so we know it has our O-U. How about laundry? Laundry. No, leave that alone. Don't circle laundry. Okay, there's a kangaroo with an arrow pointing to the pouch. Ouch, ouch. No, leave it alone. I said no, leave it alone. Don't listen to me, boys and girls. Yes, circle pouch, circle the kangaroo. What am I thinking? Oh my goodness. Pouch has our sound. Ouch, ouch, circle it. Whoo, that was a close one. All right, move over. What about boy? Boy, boy. No, leave it alone. How about that next boy? Let's say chew, chew, chew. No. How about the last picture? It's the ground, ground, or it's sprout. Yes, they both. The plant has a sprout coming out of the ground. All right, I messed up, so we gotta make sure that I didn't mess you all up. So let's check. For number one, you should have circled mouse. The kangaroo, because it has a ouch, pouch. And the last one, the sprout coming out of the ground. Okay. All right. Let's do number two. Let's read it. I see loud. Loud. Yes, loud. Trace the circle around OU. OU says ow. Let's move over. Fill in the missing letters for the ow sound. We need OU. Loud, and then move over. Let's write the word loud. L-ow, O-U, D-D. You should have L-O-U-D. Let's try number three. Let's read it. S-ound, S-ound, yes. Sound, don't make a sound. Circle the O-U in sound. And then scoot over. Let's fill in the missing letters. We need O-U in sound. And then let's write the whole word. S-O-U-N-N-D. All right, let's read it. You should have S-O-U-N-D. Let's try number four. That's a pig. Yeah, it's pointing to his snout. Let's write snout. S-N-N, Ow. What two letters do we need for ow? O U T T. Snout. Let's check it. You should have S N O U T. Snout. And the last one, number five, that's a sack of flour. You bake with that and cook with that. Let's spell flour. It's not the flour that grows in the ground. No, it's the flour that you bake and cook with. Let's spell it. F O L O U R. Okay, let's check it. You should have F L O U R. Flour. That's the flour that you bake with. Boys and girls, you did it. We know that OU says ow. We also learned a fancy way to say a shirt with a collar and buttons, blouse. We also learned that flour that you bake and cook with, how it's spelled. That's different from the flour that grows in the ground. That's because you rock and I roll, and together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.